Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. History is happening every day, and it's not just recorded by powerful people. This pandemic is a huge moment in our collective history, happening to all of us. And it's important that people in the future can learn about our experiences. There's perhaps no better way to do that than through firsthand accounts. In 1861, the Wisconsin Historical Society's founder, Lyman Draper, asked soldiers stationed at Camp Randall in Madison to help document the Civil War by keeping a diary. Now the Historical Society is asking the same of us through its COVID-19 journaling project. The project is seeking people of all ages to keep journals in any format, from writing in a notebook, on your computer, recording audio, or video. To learn more about it, Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski spoke with Simone Munson, the Wisconsin Historical Society Librarian Archives Collection Development Coordinator.
Simone Munson, welcome to Lake Effect. Thank you for joining me today.
I'm happy to be here.
So what was the first crisis the Wisconsin Historical Society worked to document in real time with everyday Wisconsinites?
You know, the Wisconsin Historical Society was founded back in 1846, and some of our founding members definitely had this idea of documenting history in real time. Probably one of our most well-known founders, his name was Lyman Draper, and he had a real interest in the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812, and he did research in that. So when the Civil War started brewing and things related to the Civil War started happening, he definitely saw that as an opportunity to be capturing history as it happened. And so he really encouraged soldiers that served for Wisconsin Infantry to keep journals and diaries to document their experiences in the Civil War. And really, that was the first opportunity that the Historical Society had to do this collecting in real time.
So we may think that history needs to be in books we read in school or already be a time well before our modern lives with modern technology, but what's happening right now is historical.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we often sort of take for granted that the things that we're experiencing today will one day be in history books. So the pandemic and things related to, you know, world health are definitely something that will be talked about in the future.
So what are you asking people to do now to add our voices to this historical event?
Yeah, so the Historical Society has come up with something we're calling the COVID-19 Journaling Project. And really what we're doing is we're encouraging people to keep journals in any format that they want to. It could be a traditional, you know, pen and paper kind of journal. It could be a photo journal. It could be an audio recording that they do every day, just to sort of get down the events of what is happening in the world, how people are coping with this situation that we're living in, and kind of help us create a really strong timeline for how the pandemic happens, how it's unfolding, how people are dealing with it, and then how people kind of come out on the other side and what we're seeing after this event is over.
So given that a lot of things are developing, is there a timeline for how long you want people to journal?
So the way that the project is set up is that we're hoping that people can keep a journal for 30, 60, or 90 days and go from there. Obviously, if things last longer and we need to keep journals for longer, we can do it for longer. Or if someone started a journal back in February or March documenting those earlier days before we were all kind of told to go home, then we would love to have those kinds of entries too. If you go to our website, which is wisconsinhistory.org, there's a way that you can register for the journal project. And when you register for the journal project, we're asking people to kind of make a commitment to either 30, 60, or 90 days of journaling. And if that changes or we have to make adjustments, that's totally fine.
So what would you say to encourage people from all walks of life and jobs and current situations to participate? Perhaps someone thinks, I'm just trying to survive day to day. You know, what do I have to contribute to the bigger picture of what's happening?
Yeah, so you know, one of the things that historians and archivists are always looking for is information on the experiences of everyday people. And sometimes those are harder to find than what we would like. You know, we often think of politicians and people that are involved, well-known figures, that their letters and papers and things are the things that get saved. But really, historians now are really interested in what was the experience of day-to-day life and how that was affected. The other thing I would say about this specific pandemic and kind of crisis that we're living through is that the sort of people who aren't traditionally in the limelight are suddenly getting more attention and sort of being, you know, cast into the limelight, sort of jobs and things that we don't often think of and maybe we take for granted on a day-to-day basis are becoming just vital to survival and existence. And so there's something really valuable in having the experiences from a wide spectrum of people so that we can sort of document that for future generations to understand.
There's also a lot of kids home from school, and perhaps journaling and writing might help not only take up some time and be an activity, but maybe help them process things a little bit. Are you looking for voices of all ages?
Yeah, definitely. We've begun conversations with some school teachers. There are a few teachers in the area that are doing it as a school project. So their entire class will be keeping journals for the duration of the time that they're home. And even parents that are, you know, struggling with homeschooling. I am a parent of four, and I am definitely always looking for things to come up with for my kids to do while we're home. And, you know, having them have like a quiet reflective time where they have to, you know, write for 5 or 10 minutes, or even just keep like a Word doc or something like that, where they're just writing online for 10 minutes might be a useful thing to help them process. Yeah.
So say I'm sitting down and trying to start a journal, but don't know where to begin. Do you have any helpful tips for journaling during this pandemic, especially if people don't practice writing a lot?
Well, there are some writing prompts that are listed on the website. So if you end up going to the website to register for the project, there are some writing prompts there. We're really asking people to just sort of think about their everyday life and what they did each day, how they passed the time, what they encountered, how they felt about certain news articles and things that they saw online or just, you know, heard about. But there's also like a wide variety of writing clubs and writing groups out there. So if you have access to the internet and you just, you know, Google search like a writing club, there's endless amounts of groups out there that can help you get started with writing prompts.
So what's your hope, not just in collecting stories, but for the people who will contribute to this journaling project?
Yeah, so we're sort of hoping that the journaling project will do a couple things. Like we said, that we really want to collect the stories of a wide variety of people, that we're not just hearing the same voices over and over again. So we're really hoping that, you know, all ages and professions and backgrounds will be submitting journals so that we have really a wide variety of voices in the collection. And then the other thing is that we're hoping that it does serve as like a reflective tool, that people can see this as an opportunity to sort of think about how they're doing and use the time that they're spending to write or photograph or create some sort of artistic expression in a journal to sort of help them deal with the situation that we're living in. You know, one of the pieces that we've noticed as we've worked through the project, as our staff has worked through the project, and as we've sort of been developing materials, is that there are a lot of corollaries to these big events that have happened in the past. So whether it's the Civil War soldiers who were keeping journals or the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic that came through, that we're seeing that a lot of the things that happened in those moments of crisis are happening again today. And so kind of the patterns that we see in history and the human experience are really coming through.
Definitely. Well, Simone Munson, thank you so much for your time today and for initiating and helping out with this journaling project. I hope a lot of people add their voices.
Yeah, me too. Thanks so much.
Simone Munson is the Wisconsin Historical Society Librarian Archives Collection Development Coordinator. She spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about the COVID-19 journal project.